Bible memory scriptures on prayer.
1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. 1 Samuel 12:23.
Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3.
Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Matthew 6:6.
Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7.
Matthew 7:8. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Matthew 7:8.
Matthew 9:38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9:38.
Matthew 21:22. And all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21:22.
Mark 1:35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Mark 1:35.
John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15:7.
Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20.
Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6.
1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13:15.
1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14.
1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. 1 Chronicles 16:11.
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Psalm 32:5. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Psalm 32:5.
Matthew 6:7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Matthew 6:7.
Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20.
Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18:1.
Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6:18.
Colossians 1:9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 1:9.
James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1:5.
James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16.